Hey, howdy, hey, friends and fiends. You are listening to The Dungeon Boys, a group of seven friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragons style. My name is Justine, and I will be your dungeon master for this campaign. Just a heads up, this podcast is rated M for mature, even though we're seven of the most immature folks I've ever met, but in a great way.
But fart.
Fart butt.
You can check us out on all of the wonderful social medias, but let's get straight to the point. The players in this wonderful first campaign of ours, set in the Adial system out in space, are Anthony, who plays Grayson, the half-elf ranger warlock. Arland, who plays Valen, the winged tiefling warlock sorcerer. Grant, who plays Katal Torash, our golden dragonborn barbarian. Lindsay, who plays Six, the babe cat tabaxi rogue. Dylan, who plays Temple, the warforged monk of mercy. Ellie, who plays Pants, the artificer kobold. And our wonderful guest star, Mika, who plays Kite, the earth genasi druid. We also are very, very lucky to announce our first ever sponsor for this episode. That's right, folks. We have a sponsor, and we're so excited to tell you about it.
Woohoo!
Yes!
Yeah!
We're becoming big business folk over here. Just kidding. That's absolutely not true. We're a bunch of fucks. But we have the honor and privilege and excitement to let you all know that this episode is sponsored by D&D Play 20. D&D Play 20 is basically a phenomenal Discord server and also a Twitch stream where they play tons of fun games.
The community is really cool. Discord has a lot of fun people in it chatting about this and that, D&D and otherwise.
If you're looking for a super inclusive space to just kind of talk about your special interests and connect with other people about Dungeons & Dragons and find people to play games with and just be a cool nerd that you are, absolutely check out the Discord server and join it if you're feeling so inclined.
The link, you can actually find the link in the episode description, so just scroll on down and...
smash and subscribe!
Hit that button, smash it!
Smash it!
Smash that subscribe
smash
button!
Smash and subscribe!
We cannot thank D&D Play 20 enough for being our first sponsor for this campaign, and we cannot wait to work with them in the future.
Check them out. Check them out on Twitch. Wait, they got multiple different games every week on multiple different time zones.
D&D Play 20 also has a lot of Dungeon Boys friends and family that are involved with their Discord as well. So check them out. Thanks again, friends and family.
And once again, we want to say thank you for that sponsorship and just letting those folks know over there that we're rooting for them and that I'm going to kill them all in Strahd. Okay, thanks for the sponsorship, y'all.
Thank you. Good luck, Justin.
Kill him.
Thank you.
And now, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, the Harper's Requiem touched down on the planet Tenebris, the planet of Hollywood glitz and glamour. This windy planet and its underground city was the key to Nix Pips, who owned the storage unit the boys needed to get into in order to get the piece of the cannon. They ran into their old friend Stroganoff, who said he would fix a broken Jigalda, and then made their way towards the studio. They found their objective, with Nix Pips currently under surveillance and dealing with some shady situations. They made a deal that they would go on his recorded television show and give him exclusive interviews, and in exchange, he would let them into his storage unit. But upon entering the stage, they realized the show was in fact live, and Nix had lied. Grayson, holding his palm up, Eldritch Blasted one of the cameras and then disappeared. And Valen looked into the other camera and said, "We're not doing this," and cast darkness.
Valen looks right at the camera and goes, "Yeah, we're not fucking doing this," and I cast darkness.
Nice.
I had such good questions.
Vance has, during that time, he has taken some ball bearings that they're really tiny, and he has made them, and he's like added like knockout potion out of just like his Bollywog slime and werefrog flesh and stuff, and he's like wants to shove them up Nyx's nose.
Okay, we can't see him, so you'll have to roll for that.
I have dark vision.
No, this is magical darkness.
Oh.
You prepared this whole interview and we're just noping out of it.
And there's such good questions.
We should play along, I think.
It's okay. It's okay.
Like, we wouldn't want to be live on camera.
No, we don't, yeah. But that's, I don't know, noping out of it.
It's okay. Don't worry. There's a plan.
Okay.
I will improv. So yeah, Val looks at the camera and says, "We're not doing this," and blackness comes and the audience pants roll.
What am I rolling then? Because if I can't...
Dexterity.
Dexterity?
Okay. Okay. You know what I'm trying to do?
You would have seen where he was when the darkness fell.
Okay.
I was just trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saving throw or just...
Just a regular.
Okay. 22.
Nice.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, you perfectly shove this...
We need to do it at disadvantage though, right?
Oh, because it's in the dark?
Because it's darkness, right?
Roll again.
God damn it, Grant.
Roll again.
Sorry.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just trying to do my own thing, all right?
That's a thing in darkness?
Well, you can't see him.
You can't see him.
Aw.
Nope, that passes.
Oh,
you
okay.
Still shove it up his fucking nose. You hear, "Oh, say that was uncalled for." You pull your hand away and there's blood on your hand. You can smell the tanginess and the salt.
Ooh, tangy.
And right then, there is a... of like sound and the darkness disappears. Valen, you feel like a weird energy drain, and the show's back on live. Valen, you feel a burning in your pocket, and that coin had activated.
Right then, well, sure have a show for you folks today, since that was quite the spectacle.
And he glares at you, Valen, and says, "But we all know a deal's a deal," and then tries to look at Grayson, and Grayson's gone. And says, "And these lovely folks have made a deal to come on the show live today.
So put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for the Nyx Pips Night Show!"
So, we'll get right into it. Grayson, we'll switch to you. You are behind the backdrop, so you can see the outlines of all of your friends, and there's tons of rafters and cables behind you. You can see on the top right, there's also tons of people running around, cameramen. On the top right is the big plug system that has the electricity that's running all of these cameras.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Oh, boy. I'm going to target the big plug outlet and just Eldritch Blast it.
Cool. Go ahead and roll it for me.
Nice.
God damn. 2. Well, that's 1 is an 8. I assume that misses.
It does.
The second one's a nat 20 for 26.
And instantly you hear people go, "Backup generator, backup generator." And 2 thugs, thug-like guys, look at you and start rushing towards you. You all see the live sign goes out, but Nyx just keeps going because there's a live audience. And he's like, "All right, so we have going from our left, we'll start with Sir Archibald McNugget. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Sir Archibald. He is an astound traveler, physician, and magic user, as he showed us there today. Tell us, Mr. Archibald, how are you doing today?"
When the camera pans to Valen, he's he has the contract out that he signed, and he's reading. He's like, "Well, it said no, mental magic, la 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 la." Trying to see if there was like a loophole that they missed on what we signed and why his magic's not working. Basically.
Incredible.
And he's gonna look up and he goes, What was that again? Sorry.
Well, skip right to the question then. Now, in your opinion, what is the color of success?
Purple.
What the f- what?
In your opinion, what is the color of success?
I don't know. Green?
Ah, he's a man of money and coin, like the olden days. No longer needing credits for this man. We'll move on. And then we go back to Grayson in the back.
Yeah.
You see everything go... and come back up. There is obviously a backup generator. One thug comes from one side. You are literally, there's a scaffold behind you and the backdrop in front of you. One's coming from one side, one's coming from the other. What do you do?
Are they running? Like full tilt running?
No, they are just like walking fast.
Okay. I say, gentlemen, can't we talk this out?
You just tried to blow up our thing, dude.
Well, in all fairness, he lied to us about what this was about.
And he's going to, they get to you and they're going to try to grapple you. Cool, I got a natural one and an eight.
Nice.
Nah.
And Grayson, I feel like, perfectly sidesteps.
What I do is when they try to reach for me, I just jump through the backdrop back onto the stage.
Oh my god, amazing.
Oh my god. Hell yeah.
So they just kind of like grab each other.
Yeah, and you all hear through the thing right as he was looking at Pants and saying, flip-flops and Mr. Flip-flops and socks, we have a question for you. If you had to take three things on a desert island and then rip and Grayson
Perfect.
Burst through. You see these two guys kind of almost barrel into each other as you all look. And Nyx goes, the show is getting tasty. We're going to go to a commercial break. And he looks at you and says, if you want to get out of here, you need to follow me. And as you all look around for the commercial break, everyone's panicking. You see three figures closing in.
Oh, geez.
They all wear council emblems on their jackets.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
And then he goes, Sarasa, you gotta come with me. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Oh, fuck. They're hot.
We gotta get out of here. They're the hot.
They're being hot. Oh.
I love the robot. I love the Warforged in a fucking fedora.
Yeah.
Man, you do
that 48. I looked up Fantasy CIA and this is
like awesome.
That's fucking sick.
Can I cast a spell as we're like running?
Yes, let me describe them a bit so you all see what's coming at you, and then let Nyx have a real quick moment because it might change your mind, it might not. So these three very intimidating looking figures approach from each side of the two from one side, one from the other, from the sides of the TV set. And one of them, she has very dark, beautiful skin. Half of her head is shaved into a pattern, while the other side has a bunch of white braids that are pulled and kind of very neatly done. And she wears almost like a sci-fi-y suit of sorts. One that would give the implication that she's an important person, but also that she's not to be fucked with. The other gentleman wears a black trench coat with a huge lapel that almost goes up above his ears. His bald head, the studio lights are almost, it's blinding how white and shiny it is. He's got black leather gloves with bracers over it. And he, like I said, under his trench coat, he also wears a very nice suit. And then lastly, you see almost this Western style Warforge. He has also a black suit, but there's many like steampunky vibes connected to it. And he has also a black trench coat. This one, not leather, but more of a cotton. And he wears a dark black hat with a wide brim that covers his orange like eyes and his very dark gray metal frame. And they all are just staring daggers at you. And then Nyx, he looks at you all and says, quick, come here. Do you all follow him?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So he leads you to the back and he goes, we're gonna have to make our way through the studio. I know a back exit that they won't be able to follow us. Because panic kind of started ensuing, because when Grayson cast Eldritch Blast, the back became on fire. So now this studio is starting to burn down.
Oh my god, perfect.
And so he goes, we're gonna have to go through the back way. Follow me, please. Does anyone want to react to Nyx, or do you want to do your spell?
Six wants to punch him in the face for sure.
Yeah.
Six can punch him right in the face.
Punch him in the dick, that's better.
I'll punch him right in the dick.
We'll let Kite have her turn and then we'll play that out, Lindsay.
I was gonna try to cast Entangle on the three people pursuing us, but...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so you'll be the last one out and you turn around. 13, 23, and 18.
So they... The 13 gets entangled, but the other ones do not.
Okay, so the super badass-looking Warforge is entangled.
Oh, man.
Get wrecked.
So he's leading you through, sticks you right behind him, he looks back and goes, I'm sorry about that.
She just punches him right in the dick and then says, quit with the fuckery, get us out of here, and take us to your vault. What's the fastest way out of here?
I was trying to, and then you ruined everything.
No, you lied to us.
How did we ruin everything? It was lied. You lied to us.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's showbiz. It's showbiz.
Doesn't matter. We have the fucking... We have them fucks chasing after us. Let's get out of here.
By your own words, Pips, a deal's a deal.
Taurus is just gonna grab Pips, and then we're just like, just point us in the right direction. I'll probably run faster than you anyway.
He points... And you all kind of run, and you're in another studio that's live. The door's locked. Who uses their token to open it?
I'll use my VIP token because I have Pips anyway.
Ching! It turns blue and green and opens. And you are all on the most colorful set you've ever seen. Oh. Bubblegum pink trees.
Demon
grass
Slayer?
Of rainbows.
Is this Doki Doki Hearts
and
Friendship Forever?
Right then, Grayson realizes this is the live action filming of Doki Doki Hearts Friendship Forever. And then so Pips is like being held by Taurash and he looks up at his dragonborn face and says, I hope you can act because we're going to have to act our way through this.
Question for the gods. How far behind are the other people chasing us?
You're kind of like weaving through things, so you don't know. You can't see them, if that's helpful.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to, as we're running, I wanted to look back and see how close they were before I entered the room, kind of thing.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Yeah, so you are at the live action, it's been kept super secret, of Doki Doki Hearts Friendship Forever. And all the actors kind of look at you. And all. And Pips goes, start acting.
Temple starts to do the dance perfectly. Or he's going to try to.
Yes.
The actors look at each other.
He's been practicing.
Yes. Pants follow suit immediately. Oh, he also puts on his cap and does his disguisey of one of his favorite characters. And does the dance.
Of the hat?
Yeah.
Can Kite cast fairy fire on them and make them super sparkly and glowing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I get to use
it. Ready?
Come on, Pants. This is what we've been training for.
Ready, Temple? I'm ready. I'm so ready, Temple.
So Pants and Temple start dancing in, and the actors are like, okay. And they keep dancing too. One's like dressed as a giant strawberry and like walks up to Grayson and starts trying to dance with him.
Grayson does like the magical girl transformation dance from the show.
Yeah.
Yay! Rainbow sparkle delight!
And while we're like boogieing, we're like trying to like get to the side exit. Like...
Yeah, get to
the
yeah. Yeah.
The director like looks at the co-producer and then looks around and goes, all right.
They start dancing too.
Cool. And no, well, they just are like, this must be part of the fucking thing that we didn't know about. And so you all start dancing. I need everyone to roll performance.
Oh, God.
Pants with advantage because you were wearing the disguise hat.
Yes!
Yeah, because performance is such a good thing for me.
Grayson rolled an 8.
Taurus rolled a 5.
An 11.
Ah, so Temple. Close to a 20. Pants rolled an 11.
6 rolled a 19.
6 killed it.
Valen rolled a 16. That's 11 plus 5.
That fucking charisma-based shit.
Kite rolled a 14, but is not dancing.
So 6 Kite and Valen, as you're kind of like getting in, and then Grayson does the perfect thing. All the actors are like, yeah, you must be our new sidekicks. And like try to like interact with all of you, but are like kind of confused. And the director like tilts his head to the rest of you who rolled really low in performance and is like, can we call security? And as you hear that, Nyx is like, drop me. We got to get out of here.
I think the director that says that, Grayson, as he runs past, says, gum gum pistol, just punches him in the face. Yeah.
An arm strike.
I'm gonna be king of the dragon riders.
17 to hit.
If fairy fire worked, then he would have gotten advantage on that. If everybody was sparkly.
Our weeb is showing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. Let me
try to get that crit.
Oh. Natural 20, baby.
A 19.
It still fucking hits. Yeah, you punch him in the face, and then all the actors like kind of freeze and like look at each other. I feel like Pants keeps dancing, and they're like, he's so cute. I don't care. They keep dancing.
There's like a record scratch, and then the music keeps playing.
Yeah.
Pants goes, he asks Fidget, he's like, okay, everybody, get together. And he sends Fidget out to like, just like out in front of everybody, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, and everybody smiles, and Fidget takes the picture.
And as Fidget takes the picture, the two guys burst in and see you.
Oh, fuck.
And Nyx is like, we gotta get out of here.
We gotta go.
He points, and the whole group's dancing. There's a lot of people dancing at this point. So the guys kind of have a hard time getting through as you guys are running, and you go into a new set. And some of you might know, this is Bartha Duart. The famous cooking halfling is literally throwing pizzas in the air, and you all run in, and she goes, oh, this must have been the folks bringing me my mushrooms, and looks at Six and says, do you have mushrooms for the recipe?
Oh, boy, do I, Bartha. And she gives her a couple of the magical space mushrooms, the hallucinogenic ones.
She takes them and cuts them up and goes, is this part of the thing? I didn't know you guys were supposed to be coming in here.
Yeah, this is, production told us to come on in here, so you're good. Just, you might want to take a rest after you eat this.
Roll deception.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a natural
one. That was a natural run. Sorry about that.
Oh my god. Jeez.
Okay, so.
Bad day.
She, like, looks down at the mushrooms and goes, you eat it first.
You gotta do it.
We gotta get out of here. We don't have time for it.
You know what? I don't have time to stick around and eat this, but I was supposed to just deliver it to you.
She puts one in her mouth, tastes it, her eyes get wide, and she tries to shove one in your mouth.
That's rude.
I need you to roll dexterity save.
Can Six just eat it?
If you want to!
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's just gonna turn pink again.
That's the hope, I think.
I wanted so much chaos.
Be strong, Bartha.
I'll roll dexterity saving throw.
Sorry, we can't guide you through this.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
Six rolled a 15.
You pass, so you can make the decision if you eat it, if you want to eat it, or if you want to not let her get it past your canines.
No, not today. I am not a big fan of mushrooms, actually, Bartha, and I have to get going. Gotta go.
Can someone call cut, please? And then she burps and a frog hops out of her mouth and she goes, what the fuck did you give me?
We gotta go, everybody. We gotta go.
Can Pants catch that frog? Can he have it?
Yeah.
I can just have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't blame me, Bartha. It's production.
On to the next fever dream.
Showbiz, baby.
This is amazing. This is the best.
This is awesome. So good.
This is fantastic.
Is she calling for security?
Well, no, she just asked them for them to cut.
Okay, but nobody's calling for security.
Yeah.
Not on this one. They think it's hilarious. They probably hate this bitch because she seems like a bitch.
We're moving on.
Like this cooking lady. And so the director's just cracking up. He's this big, fat ogre guy. And he's just like.
Do you think they're all just upset with her because, you know, she had some like inside dealing deals and that got her rich and actually had them go poor, you know, lose a lot of money.
Someone got what I was laying down.
That is oddly specific.
Oh.
She's like best friends with Snoop Wolf in this universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Snoop Wolf.
Droop Wolf.
But as you're running out of this one, Pants, you see some of the most amazing looking food you have ever seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are crystallized fairy wing croissants.
Mm-hmm.
There are beautiful, yummy, delicious treats everywhere. Can Pants resist the temptation?
Nope.
Is the true thing.
No.
Nope. So you all start running, and as you're getting out to the back door, you realize one of you is missing.
Pants.
I'm just shoving them. They're just
in your food.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm shoving them in my bag, in my mouth, and just like my vest, like up in my little hat.
I love it.
And I think I'm still the Doki Doki character, by the way, because yeah. I didn't.
Oh, it doesn't even look like you.
I haven't even like transformed back yet. So yeah, I'm just like whatever this Doki Doki.
Where are you holding the frog?
Oh, he's like in a little jar now in my satchel.
Poke hole.
He's just. God. Part of my collection now.
Yellow frog with purple spots. Add it to your inventory.
Yellow frog with purple spots.
That's poisonous.
There's something very Douglas Adams about this whole thing of a frog just spawning into existence in this woman's stomach, being puked up into the world, and then immediately being captured and put into a small little vessel to remain there until he suffocates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that just life, though, yeah. You know?
Yeah, by a creepy anime kid.
By
a creepy anime kid.
And then you hear Bartha Dewart just being like, I can't believe that I have a manicure appointment and then a press reading and da da da. And she's just bitching. And as she's bitching, big puffs of sparkly steam are coming out of her ears over and over and over again. And as Nova Kite walks by, all of a sudden you sparkle even more than normal as some of it hits you.
Oh.
Val's going to run back and run over to Pants. My pants, we gotta go, come on. And then he's gonna look at the table and be like, oh, a fairy croissants? And he's gonna grab a couple and put those in his pocket too.
I think Grayson at this point is also getting like, what the fuck is taking so long? So Grayson runs back in. It's like, Valid, Pants, we gotta go. Oh shit, look at that, they got prosciutto.
Oh my god, so zany.
Yeah, Six loves the craft service table.
Six is all about it,
just
too.
Like shoving meat into his mouth and just like...
And Ozeron jumps down and is also eating meat off the table.
Yeah. I think Grayson finds a nice, like, focaccia bread, too, and it's just
you're
like...
You're trying to one-up me? You guys put a dragon on the show? And then she literally just... You hear... And she turns, like, almost liquid-looking. It's like... Just sounds like bubbles.
Compose yourself, Bartha. You are a seeker now.
Oh...
What the fuck does that mean?
Temple's yelling that from the door across the set.
You are now a seeker.
Hey, Torash, you gotta really get your friends out of here.
I know, it's just a hassle. They're always like this. And he turns it back.
The cat can punch them like she did me.
Guys, we gotta get out. Oh my god, is that Gorzali and Taylor?
At this point, are the agents closing on us?
They just burst in the room.
Ow! Okay, that's our cue to leave. We're out of here.
Yeah, I think we all look and then just like, okay.
I'm imagining like a Scooby-Doo hallway door.
See, I know, I was going to say we just Scooby-Doo out of there.
Is Bartha next to us?
Don't worry, Bartha. It only lasts for a few hours.
I pick her up and throw her at the... I pick her up and throw her at the two agents.
Her body like halfway goes through their head and it looks like they're suffocating as they fall to their knees.
And when perfect. I throw her, I pick her up and throw her, I say, Gum Gum Rocket!
This episode brought to you by Oda.
Yeah.
Oda.
Can Valen be the last one away?
Yeah.
I wanna do something when they get close, when the guys get close to me.
Okay.
Okay, so as the two security guards are coming close, I'm gonna cast Thunderstep, which is a teleportation, allows me to teleport to an unoccupied space within 10 feet. Mm-hmm. And then the people surrounding me within 10 feet have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, they're kind of drowning right now, so would I do that with disadvantage?
Yeah, so like when they're coming close to me, yeah.
And oh then... shit. That was pretty good for disadvantage. So one got a 17 on disadvantage, and one got a 16 on disadvantage.
Okay, so they both save, but they will take 3d10 thunder damage.
Holy shit.
God damn. That's with disadvantage? Holy fuck.
Roll it, bro.
I think if they fail their saves, they get knocked prone.
Yeah.
Are we just also going to ignore the fact that there was another Warforge? Like,
hell.
So they're going to take 20 thunder damage.
God damn.
Or 10. That'd be half the 10.
Okay.
And then it just kind of like, it's just this loud noise, like thunder noise, thunderclap. That can be heard like 300 feet away to kind of help kind of distract as well. And then I would just kind of move closer to everybody and start running. Like, handful of treats and everything.
Yeah, you all start running out, and as the big boom happened, her like liquid form stopped, and she sits up and goes, "I think I'm gonna be sick," and pukes, and now it's just tons of little frogs.
Ah.
Ugh.
Yeah, and those guys are kind of shaking their heads. You all run. You finally get out of the studio, and Nick says, "Say I deliver."
Great, let's get the fuck out of here. And Grayson takes the coin that he got from the studio and just throws it back through the open door.
Yeah, same.
So you all run out, and there is this Warforged, which is shocking and surprising because you know they are incredibly rare, standing there, his hat, kind of this like fedora cowboyish hat, leans over, these glowing orange eyes. He's a very dark gray metals, and his cape kind of flows in the wind with all these ogres and half-orcs kind of with their arms crossed all looking at you. And as his cape kind of flutters, I need all of you to roll perception.
Well, you know Grayson's gonna see it.
Yeah, I'm very good at that. It's a natural 20 for 29.
Fuck.
Fucking Jesus.
Fuck, I almost had it. Taurus rolled a 6.
Temper rolled a 19.
6 rolls a 15.
Valen rolled a 6.
Kite rolled a 16.
Are we in daylight?
Yes, ma'am.
Pants rolled a 13.
Anyone who rolled over a 19, which I think is only Grayson.
And Temple.
And Temple. Grayson and Temple, you see stamped on the arm, it says MT9.
Mm. MT unit.
Can I roll an additional insight on this person?
Brother.
To,
Yeah.
Like, I guess just think of, because above the table, we've talked a bit about Warforges, but I don't know if he remembers exactly, like,
who you are.
Yeah, like sort of what Warforges that are still about and doing things, what they tend to be doing,
mm-hmm.
what their motivations are.
Yeah, roll insight.
Can I also roll history to see if there's any bits of information I know about historically what MT9 was about during the war?
Sure.
So Temple rolled a 9.
Temple, you don't really get much. I think you're too in shock that there's another Warforge that has an MT stamp on.
Grayson rolled a 12.
You know, it's just what you already know. There's no really additional information that they were part of the war of Legratus and V7.
Yep.
He looks at you all.
I was just going to say, I think I say to Temple, friend of yours?
I don't recognize them.
And they say, all of you, drop your weapons.
Oh. We aren't armed.
You liar.
I drop fucking pips.
Torash, you said drop weapons, not tools.
Oh shit, but I'm tink.
I need all of you to roll initiative.
Let's go.
That's a 5 for Valen.
Yeah, that's a 5 for me too. Let's go.
I was a 4+1, so I don't know what yours was. If yours was just...
Mine's a 5+0. So
then, yeah, you'd probably go first.
I do it based off of your dex modifier.
Oh, it's a +1 dex then.
Yeah, I got a +0.
Cool. So Valen goes first.
Suck it. I'll try not to kill them all.
Fuck. Fucking twat.
Temple rolled a 16.
6 rolled a 16 as well.
Dex modifiers, both of you?
+6.
Holy shit.
+4.
How does he have more? That's insane.
Oh, is that? No, sorry. That's saving throws. Dex mod is +3.
Okay, I was going to say, the rogue should have the higher one.
Yeah, seriously.
Pants rolled a 14.
Grayson rolled a 12.
Kite rolled an 11.
Okay, you all ready for this? Six. You are up first with Temple on deck.
Woo! Oh, fuck. So we got a Warforge and 4 orcs. Is that what I'm looking at here?
Also, there's a speeder right here.
Spear. And we have to fight them. We have to fight these motherfuckers. Is what you're telling me.
We don't have to.
We don't have to, but I want to.
Same.
Okay.
I mean, you can try to talk to them if you'd like.
There is also a speeder on the left.
Wait, there's a speeder. Is this it right there?
I hate you all.
Is that the speeder?
Oh, this one right there? Yeah, there it is.
That's why you said it so slyly,
yeah, it's right there.
Justine.
right there.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah, thank you.
I have six up with Temple on deck.
This is the biggest sigh.
Because I'm like, well, we haven't even chatted. We haven't even chatted about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I just gave you pure chaos.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tony!
What's your name?
Fuck you, Tony.
Fuck you, Ezekiel.
If you want dialogue, there you go.
Okay.
Remember, you do only have 6 seconds around, so I will let you talk, but not necessarily as much as you want.
I guess I'll just jump right into it. Why try to make any logical sense since the past few hours has just been utter chaos?
Sorry about that.
Let's just get crazy.
So crazy.
I want to use my dagger of darkness.
Oh god, I forgot I gave you that.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck, is that a speeder right there?
Speeder!
Yeah, don't forget about the speeder.
The best part is that no one's gonna know because no one can see the fucking screen.
Okay, I'm gonna use steady aim as a bonus action. Sweet little six is gonna take her sweet little dagger of darkness and try to chuck it. Okay, we're gonna get him in the metaphorical Warforged throat.
Metaphorical.
Okay, that's good. So we rolled a 24. Six rolls of a 19 and a 24.
That fucking hits.
Okay, it hits. That's exciting stuff. I got 26 damage.
God damn.
Okay. Your knife goes right in his jugular on the throat, and a bunch of black grayish steam comes out, and he...
So much for talking to him.
I see that negotiations are no longer an option.
But wait, I want cast whales from the grave on the boys. I go for the orc. Six levitates and says some
incantations?
She just says some things. She says some things in a very death-like, raspy tone. And she goes for the orc.
Nice.
Yes, thank you. So 11 damage towards that orc.
Yeah, these shadows kind of whip out of Six. And it sounds like Six's voice, but almost like it could be a past life. It sounds very strange. And the shadows rush to this orc and kind of go around the throat, mimicking what the dagger had done. And it starts choking. Temple, you're up with one of the orcs on deck.
Temple is going to move towards the Warforged. And he's going to say, "Are you free?"
He can't talk because that thing pierced his vocal box.
Good job, Six.
Does he emote in any way?
He starts to put a hand up towards you.
Okay.
Temple, take his head. Grab his head.
Temple's ignoring Pants because he's fixated on this person.
I need the head.
Temple is going to, he's going to grab his outstretched hand and in just like a flicker of a moment, try to see how it responds to that touch.
When you touch, all of you that can see the mask on Temple's hip, it always had this neutral face. The wood almost seems to morph into a menacing face. Temple, you can no longer see in front of you. You're pulled into a memory. You have your hands around a dragon rider's throat. They're being choked out, but all of a sudden it flashes and it's Grayson's face in front of you. As you're choking and feeling the sinews and bones breaking under your strong metal fingers, you feel scratches against you and you look behind you.
What?
And a bright yellow dragon is ripping at the back of your head. But as you blink again,
it's Azeron trying to free Grayson. And then you're back and you kind of pull your hand away from this Warforged.
Okay. In that moment that I pull my hand away, I'm going to do a hand of harm. He's going to react as strongly and like viscerally against that as he can. And he's going to try to clock this guy as hard as he can in the face to, like, kind of push him back.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
Save the head!
Okay, that's a nat 20 for an unarmed strike.
Holy shit! Ken!
Can you aim for not the head?
No, he reels back from that touch and sort of that traumatic flashback and clenches his fist and it explodes in that sort of necrotic black cloud, and he punches the Warforged as hard as he can in the face for 7 damage.
Ah!
And there's other stuff that he could do on that turn, but I think he's so stunned by that's all he could do.
So you all see Temple. You can't tell if it's the steam coming out of the neck or like necrotic energy from Temple's arm as he clocks this Warforged. Its head completely almost turns. Like, as humanoids, we couldn't do it, but because it's a machine, it, like, almost turns over the degrees it should, and then it kind of looks back. I have an orc up with the Warforged on deck.
Wah! Don't talk about Ivy Glen that way!
And go up to Grayson. No, it's going to take a javelin that you can tell was a tool it was using for Pip My Ship, yeah. But it's going to try to hit you with it. Does a 19 hit?
Shield.
Nice, good reaction.
Nice.
Yeah, so no, it does not.
Okay. What does your shield look like? That's the first time you've used it.
Yeah, it is. It, in Elvish, like, kind of like the red, black, gold script of the tattoo he got from Tarith flashes in front of him, but it says, like, two words in Elvish.
Ooh.
And that, like, flashes and it creates, like, a barrier of energy.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And if anybody speaks Elvish, they can try to read what it says.
Does anyone here speak Elvish?
No, me.
Nope.
I do.
It says, fuck off.
Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah, and he's like, whoa! And Azeron just... anything else for the orc? Nope. All right, the Warforged is up. He looks at you, Temple, and takes his hand. His hand starts spinning. On the wrist. Like, the arm is still, but the hand's spinning as it kind of becomes this, like, dagger, like, spear tip point, and he goes right for, like, the connection wiring piece between your arm and your torso, and does a 16 hit, Temple?
No, it doesn't. 17.
Yeah, he goes, and you dodge perfectly, and then as he comes back, though, a sharp blade pops out of the elbow. So his hand rushes past you, but his elbow's right by your face, and he tries to elbow you with this sharp spear point coming out. That doesn't hit either. An 8 probably doesn't hit either then. No, and then you go back, so it's like whoosh, whoosh, as you go back, and then his eyes just narrow, and he tries to say something into a little clip on his like trench coat. But he can't. It's garbled from the speech box. And that'll be his turn. Pants, you're up with an orc on deck.
Pants pulls out his crossbow. He shoots he takes aim at the Warforged. I guess at his head, because nobody is listening to him to save the head. It's already too late.
Well, if you shoot at it, it's just going to damage it. So it's not going to save the head.
Temple smashed its face in. Okay, so he aims at the torso of the Warforged. 21 to hit.
21 fucking hits.
God damn.
Nice.
10 damage. Yeah, I can take another attack, so I'll shoot another crossbow at him.
So 18 damage total.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking this thing up.
Yeah, you are.
And...
I got my kickulator out.
Kickulator. So, and then as my bonus action, I send... Fidget off to hit him in the head to try and knock his head off. And nice. Like he wants Fidget to like grab the head and try to rip it off.
Ooh.
Ah!
fidget unflares his metal wings and starts going.
Does a 12?
It does not.
Dang.
So these two arrows, shink, shink, and as Fidget comes in right after gliding in, the Warforged is leaning down to try to pull the arrows down, and Fidget goes right over his head.
Ah, crap.
Orc is up with Grayson on deck. So he is going to move up. He's going to move to where Temple is, right next to this Warforged, and try to hit Temple as hard as he can. Does a 10 hit, buddy?
No, I'm sorry, bud.
It's okay. How about a 22?
That does hit.
Okay. So he does 10 slashing damage at you as he takes... He was using this, like, saw to try to, like, cut parts of the cars off, the ships off, and he just... The saw comes down on your hip, and you take 10 slashing damage.
Ow.
And Grayson's up with another orc on deck.
You'll get to hit something too soon, Torash. Don't worry.
I'm going to cast Zephyr Strike. So Zephyr Strike, you move like the wind until your spell ends and your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks. Once before the spell ends, you can give yourself advantage on one weapon attack roll on your turn. That attack deals an extra 1d8 force damage on a hit. Whether you hit or miss, your walking speed increases by 30 feet until the end of the turn.
Amazing. So you can get away from this fuck.
Yeah. So I cast Zephyr Strike on myself. I pull out my two short swords, connect them to ignite the long sword, and two-handed, I am going to swing at him with advantage.
Nice.
Sweet.
That was terrible. That was even worse.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to use my point of inspiration to roll one more time.
Hey, there you
because
go.
Because an 11 and a natural 1 are probably not what you want. Oh, another 11!
Oh, they got an 11 anyway.
Fuck!
It's fine.
That's okay. It does not
hit.
Not
your favorite today.
That's fine.
The speeder's to the left.
Yeah,
the
speeder's right there, too.
The speeder's to the left.
Is this a speeder?
Yeah,
is that the speeder?
It's on your left.
It's to the left.
Is that the speeder to the left?
When did the speeder get here?
It's right there.
Yeah, Zephyr lets you skip opportunity attacks, right?
Yeah.
Zephyr Strike negates it.
Wasn't sure.
So I'm going to move to the speeder to the left and just kind of like vault over it and be behind it.
Oh, you're not going to get into the speeder to the left?
Pommel horse.
Roll insight for me.
He's not the pilot.
Nat 20. It's a speeder on the left.
Because I feel like we could use it. The speeder on the left.
God damn. 9?
Cool, this speeder looks like it's in working condition.
Perfect.
And it's on the left.
It's on the left, yeah.
I hate you all.
This one right here.
Hey, guys, I think the speeder's actually technically all to our right, like, in character form.
Stage right.
It is.
Ooh,
it is.
Speeder around the caught right. Caught you on a technicality.
An orc's up with another orc on deck.
My two orcs.
Goddamn orcs.
Some orc-on-orc action here.
Woo! That's nice.
Ooh.
Torash, does an 18 hit you?
It sure fucking does, bud.
Sure fucking does.
9 piercing to you. He throws this javelin at you.
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's
and then
nothing.
This one is also going to throw things, but this time at Temple.
Ooh.
They're just throwing. Ooh, natural 20.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yikes.
So 12? Or...
Damn, that's it. 6 points.
Okay. That's 10 damage to you.
Owie.
Love that for a natural 20. Kite, you're up with Valen on deck.
Okay. Kite's going to cast Guardian of Nature.
Oh, hell yeah.
What does that do?
And that is... That's a fancy spell.
Druid spell.
Yes. Basically, I'm going to grow a couple of feet up, get a lot bigger, and have, like, you know how she's already this, like, dark... edgy color, but her whole body is going to turn into the, like, color of phosphophiliate, which is, like, that turquoise. And she's a giant woman.
Ooh.
You know?
Ah, oh, giant woman. All I want to do is see you turn into
a giant woman.
A giant woman.
What's happening?
I have no idea.
I love this.
Oh. Steven Universe.
Steven Universe, man.
I love this.
But like, wait. Can I have the scope of how giant she is real quick?
Yeah, are you a large creature? Do I need to make you bigger?
I'm a large creature now, yeah.
Oh!
Whoop. Kite's already like 6'3", 6'4", so we're gonna maybe like
8.5, 9 feet.
12 feet?
Yeah. Do more.
Yeah.
You know?
Size matters.
Be fucking huge.
You're huge.
I'm huge. So traditionally, Guardian of Nature, it's out of Xanathar's guide. You can choose two options, a primal beast form or a great tree form. But since Kite is an Earth Genasi, I'm like taking inspo from Steven Universe and making her a giant crystal goddess lady.
Ooh.
Hell yes.
But so I'm going cool. with the primal beast option. Your walking speed increases by 10 feet. You gain dark vision with a range of 120 feet. You make strength-based attack rolls with advantage, and your melee weapon attacks get an extra d6.
That's really good.
It's an expensive spell.
But you're gonna use it because you're pissed.
But I'm gonna use it.
She's pissed.
How long does the spell last?
1 minute.
And how... is it concentration?
Yes.
Go ahead.
She's gonna pick up Nyx like a...
a wee little baby.
Like a wee little baby. Yeah, she's gonna like... just try to...
ooh, breastfeed.
Potato sack him.
Potato sack him. Kind of carry like a baby on her hip kind of thing. in her... and then she wants to reach with her other hand towards Pants. Do walk the head.
Yeah, Pants looks up at her and goes, mm-hmm.
Mommy.
Just like nods and...
uppies.
Uppies. Can I also be on you? Anything else for you?
That's it. Just wanted to protect Pip there.
Awesome.
Pippi Longbottom?
Pipsy Longbottom.
Okay, Valen, you're up with a mystery on deck.
How high up is Fidget? Where did he fly? Why did he fly in the middle? I'm just curious. He flew past?
He had tried to force empowered Ren the Warforged, but missed.
Okay.
I would say he's, what, Pants? Like 10 feet in the air?
Yeah, maybe like 6 feet. I think he's kind of hovering. How tall is the Warforge?
Like 6 feet.
Does Fidget have hit points?
Yes.
Yes. Don't hurt my bird!
fireball.
I was just about to say that.
I can dodge as a thing. He can dodge.
Okay. Valen is gonna look back at Torash and just give him a little wink.
You and your winks.
He's gonna face forward right next to the temple, and he's just gonna say, he goes, "Hey fuckers, pimp this," and I'm gonna cast fireball.
Oh my god. The one-liners.
Oh boy.
Yes.
So, can I have a dexterity saving throw? I'm gonna cast it right in the
middle. That's fucking huge, yeah.
Calm down, Valen, my god.
All right, Fidget, you go first.
Wow, Fidget is boss. 21.
God damn.
Okay, I'll do all mine.
Call out the Warforges, specifically.
I will. So, one of the orcs got a 2.
Fails.
Which was a natural 1.
Fails.
Another orc got a 10.
Fails.
Another orc got a 17.
Passes.
And the Warforge got a dirty 20.
I guess that'll pass. Well, either way, here's 8d6 rolling at you, so...
Oh, boy.
It's 29 damage.
Gross. So, the orc that was kind of standing on the sidelines a little, he had thrown the javelin at Torash, burns to a crisp, and he is completely dead.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so as this boom of fire, what color is your fire? Is it the red and black and green?
Yeah, it's red, black. It's an actual just fireball.
Of almost Tareth's magic, yeah, it just comes out. Two of them get completely burnt to a crisp, screaming. And you had smoke starting to seep out behind you, and now there's smoke in front of you. So everything's really hazy. Pants on perception rolls, you no longer have to roll disadvantage because it's kind of blocking out the sunlight. Just because there's so much smoke. The Warforge gets burnt, half of his coat burns off, and now all of you can clearly see MT9 on the arm. And this other orc, as half of his face is kind of melting off, but he's still in the game.
Melty.
What else would you like to do, Valen?
That's all. I don't have any bonus actions.
And then you both hear a slam, or you all hear a slam of the door, a door, and your two fuckholes just came, the other two CSI guys.
No!
As they run out, and they're up.
Oh, come on. You can't fucking do that to me just as I'm up.
Sorry about that.
Fuck! She knows that I'm gonna fuck up this Warforged real quick.
Did you roll? Did you roll for them before during initiative?
They were in initiative. Yeah.
Okay.
It just worked out really well that they were like some of the last people because it makes sense.
I love that in fiction. Torash is like, okay, let's go, let's go, and then door opens and they're like, hey, freeze, and he's like,
no.
Well, I hate to say it, but that actually is where we're gonna end the session.
No, no.
And that's where we're gonna end the session, guys. So
thank you so much for tuning in to the Dungeon Boys podcast. We try our best to get episodes out to you every other Tuesday, or for our wonderful folks on the other side of the world, Wednesdays. And yes, if you are enjoying our show, do us the honor of giving us a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, or even write a review. That kind of stuff really affects small little artists like us that put hours and hours of time and work into this because we absolutely love it. And we're so humbled and grateful that you love it too. You can check us out on the social media at The Dungeon Boys, B-O-I-Z. We have some phenomenal artists that we've commissioned that have been doing some amazing work on some of your favorite scenes of the show. You can come hang out with us in Discord and meet other friends who also enjoy the show, as well as get to know the boys themselves. You can also find us on Facebook, X, I know, it's Twitter, we're all aware, TikTok, where you can see us and our actual faces playing out some of these silly, outrageous moments, and also on Twitch, where we do a live one-shot here and there and just have fun interacting with you amazing folks. What is this sponsorship, you may say? Have the Dungeon Boys sold out? Absolutely not. We're actually sponsoring another group of amazing folks who also play many a game in the TTRPG world. It is a Discord group with the link in our bio. That group is D&D Play 20. This is a group of phenomenal people all across the globe who come together and create phenomenal stories. You can check them out in Discord and also their main platform, which is www.twitch.tv/D&D Play 20. This group has some things that we absolutely love: diversity and inclusion, creativity, partnership, art, tons of homebrew and lore creation. They also stream PC and video games, and in general, just have some amazing fun rolling the dice. If you're looking for a phenomenal group of inclusive people of all levels of TTRPG interest, then please click on the link in our bio. We can't recommend these amazing people enough. But with that, may all your space travels this week be safe.
Every cowboy needs a hat, needs a hat, needs a hat.
And a pair of fancy boots, fancy boots, fancy boots.